And these two sur, An-Nas wal-Falaq, the popularity of these are extremely high. And everyone knows that. Why? Because they contain an official instruction, an official command, order, which is to take refuge in the Almighty Lord and none but Him. Seeking His protection, His safety, His guard against everything in the face of any source of evil, whether hidden or visible, known or unknown, minor or major. For have we not taken Him as our Lord? Have we not taken Allah Ta'ala as our protector, as our guardian, as our master? So if you have so, what do we do? If you want genuine protection, genuine safety, genuine guard, the only one you can resort to is Rabbil Alameen, Rabbil Falaq and Rabbil Nas, the Lord of daybreak, the Lord of men, and the Lord of Al-Alameen. And we know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved these two surahs dearly. As Uqbah ibn Amir narrates in the hadith collected by Muslim ibn Hijjaj, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have you not heard the unique verses that were revealed last night? He mentioned, Kul a'udu bi rabbil falak and Kul a'udu bi rabbin nas. Say, I seek refuge in Allah, Lord of daybreak and Lord of men. And likewise, in Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, collected the hadith of Aishata, radiyallahu anha, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before going to sleep every single night, he will place his hands together like this. He will place them together, blow into them, and recite al-Ikhlas, kul huwa Allahu ahad, al-Falaq, kul a'udu bi rabbi al-Falaq, and al-Nas, kul a'udu bi rabbi al-Nas. Then he will wipe his hands of whatever is possible of his body, starting from his head, his face, and then the front of his body, and so forth. He would repeat this 3 times, every single time he went to bed. But why is he doing this? Because if we know the understanding, the definition of these verses, this is a strong shield against this accursed devil. Wallah, he cannot stand it. He hates it. Likewise, when he was ill, he suffered from illness, he would repeat this action every time he became ill, throughout the day or night. And if he could not do it on his behalf, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would recite on his behalf and wipe his hands over his body. And that was collected by Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari and Muslim ibn Hijjaj in their Sahih. Likewise, the scholars have said that these two surahs, Al-Falaq wa Nas, were specifically revealed for exorcism, which is the expelling of the devils and of evil spirits. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrated, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked exorcism to be made in other than these two surahs. And likewise, we know the hadith, the famous hadith of Zayd ibn Arqam, that a Jew came and cast a magical spell on whom? On Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that Jew's name was whom? Lubayd ibn Ahsan. So when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was struck by black magic, and he started suffering from this, Jibril alayhi salam came down to him, revealed to him al-Mu'awwidhatayn, which is al-Falaq wal-Nas, and then informed him of who cast the spell and in which well the charm was placed in. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam straight away told Ali ibn Abi Talib, go fetch the charm, go fetch this spell, grab it and untie the charm slowly, one by one, untie it. And recite with the untying, Kul a'udu bi rabbil falak and Kul a'udu bi rabbil nas. So when he did that, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up as though he's been released after being tied by a rope. So we know these surahs are very, very deadly against the devil. And I'm pretty sure those who do exorcisms, they will understand this, because wallahi, We've witnessed this many times, especially the verse, من شر نفاثات في العقد. Wallahi, you repeat this on this person who's possessed or struck by black magic, it's though wallahi you're getting a sword and stabbing him and stabbing him and stabbing him. And the more you say it, wallahi, this is witnessed, wallahi al-azim, the more you say it, the more aggro he becomes. He becomes wild. This is the devil himself. So when you say, we say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, and you get to, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, you should see the situation of this possessed. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, your hair will stand up. Wallahi, your hair will stand up. And this is not a myth. This is the reality.